Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Lizard Illuminati.
A new world order.
Child.
About the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
Conspiracy junkies to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, and I know I've taken a dip for a little bit and you guys might have missed me, but I'm back. I'm back specifically because sometimes things hit my timeline and it is so important. It's bigger than the show. It's bigger than myself. And my buddy Matthew Lane has been a longtime supporter of the show, reached out to me with this story. And I said, I'm dropping everything we're doing and let's get this out there right now. So without further ado, fellow truthers, Matthew Lane is here with Christine and I'm going to sit back and let them take the floor. So Matthew, please explain what it is we are going to be talking about today and then give Christine the floor.
Thanks, Catalyst. Appreciate you having us on and making room for us today. So this is a story I found out through Instagram about a year ago. Just looking into water for health and everything. I was just browsing through Instagram and I was on one page for hydrogen water and I was looking for hydrogen bottles and stuff. And then I was just scrolling and it hit me. It was this guy, a very boisterous gentleman, very good, a well-spoken person. I see him going into like a town hall meeting and just spitting fire. And I go, wow, what is this about? So I'm watching it and he's talking about water. Okay, water. Cool. That's what I'm looking at. And he's saying how this water is, how amazing it is and how healthy it is and what it can do for people. So then I keep scrolling down his page and I watch video after video of this man just trying to talk to people about this water. And he's getting nowhere with anyone. And I'm wondering why. So I look at the top of the Instagram page and I see a phone number. I'm not a podcaster. I had no business calling that number, but I was highly intrigued and highly interested. I had to know more about the water. I wanted to talk to this guy straight to his face. I didn't want to just message the guy. I wanted him to tell me what is up with this water. Well, I called the number and I got a woman's voice instead. And that happens to be Miss Christine Gilberti, who's sitting here with us today. And and Christine, I told her why I was calling and she seemed kind of taken aback by it. And, after a few questions I asked her, she openly told me that unfortunately I wouldn't be able to talk to Joe because Joe's been thrown in jail. That was about 13 months ago now. And Joe's still in jail.
And we haven't even let Christine talk yet, but I'm curious, what actual charges did they give him? Because I've watched a lot of those board meetings that he was at and all he is doing is trying to provide people with an answer.
His current charge is he's been found guilty of lien fraud. So it's basically falsifying a document and they've had him in jail for over a year and they were supposed to sentence him, but that there's no timeline. So she hasn't set a date for his sentencing yet. And I mean, it's horrific. He's been arrested so many times and fake charges put on him and attacked in front of his kids. And it's been a long road, and he is definitely a fighter, and he's trying to get this water to everyone. But currently he's in Sarasota County Jail, and he's been there for a year, over a year.
Before we get into the charges and hopefully what we can do about that, and hopefully we can do something about that. But before we jump into that, can you explain to us what this water is and what he was trying to do?
Well, he discovered it a long time ago. It's been almost 13 years. But he basically was just trying to pull a water permit for a farmer. And at the meeting he went to, it was a Southwest Florida Water Management District meeting, and they brought attorneys in there, and one of the attorneys was sweating profusely. And my husband thought that was really odd and asked, why are there attorneys? I pull permits all the time. And they said, this is going to be a new thing. And he got home that night after getting the permit for the water, and he thought it was odd. So he called the farmer in the middle of the night and said, what is the depth of your well? Because I think they might be after your water. And the farmer said the well is 1,509 feet deep. And he said, oh my God, I think they're after your water. They had attorneys in the room and they were sweating, and it was like they were trying to hide something. And he goes, we got to get that water tested. So we went to the property, we scooped some water, we shipped out to a testing lab. We got the results back, and we really didn't understand what we were looking at. So we inquired with another person who does water like treatment and stuff. And he said, oh my God, this is like really good water. You need to find out how much it could yield. So we contacted a guy in West Palm Beach who does aquifer maintenance. And Jim Murray is his name. And he came over with a big rig to do a down the whole camera video. And when he got to the property, he told us that they were literally deleting the email request off his screen as he was reading it. So my husband filled out a data field and requested his services. And when he opened it, he said he was watching it like the old DOS system just fading away. And he knew he had to get a hold of my husband. That's something major. But anyway, he came to the property and brought this rig and realized it like ties into oceans, like deep.
Wow. So it's kind of funny because what you're saying reminds me of the South Park episode where they go put money in the bank and the guy's like, and it's gone.
And it's gone.
And so just for people listening, when you said the depths of that well, the average depth of a water well is between 100 and 500 feet. So this is not your average well that we're talking about here. And that is why it raised some eyebrows when you said how deep it was. The benefits of what he found, how did that come about?
Well, we got the water readings and we sent it, you know, to the Jim Murray, and he said it's like alkaline and really high pH, and it has no toxins or anything in it. There's like no need for even filtering or treating it. It's so good. So we know we've had several friends that have had issues and they've been drinking it and the issues stop. So it is a primary water and it's alkaline. And from what I understand, the deeper you go, the lighter it is. So if we get the heavier water off, it's even more beneficial. And that is something we haven't even tapped into yet. And that was what my husband was eager to get out to the people, because he sees all these kids in cancer centers everywhere, and it literally breaks his heart. Like, he has tried so hard and every single government agency is blocking it, or they're throwing permits under their desk, or they're just not performing. They're not doing their jobs. They're, you know, basically setting my husband up so they can subdue him and try to steal the land from him. So it's been a crazy road.
All right. Yeah, you see where how this was somehow fed to me by the algorithm. I was looking up hydrogen water and alkaline water, and somehow, and when I found this page, that there was only a couple likes on every post. There weren't that many posts, but Christine's been adding to it over the past year now. Unfortunately, having to record with Joe being in jail, but real quick, I think it's really important for Christine to go back and tell you who this group was that was trying to take the water from this farmer.
Okay.
And Christine, what you told me the other day about it, there's a specific term you had. You can tell everybody about that also.
One sec, Christine, before you get into that, I am curious if this group of people is connected in any way, shape, or form to Stanley Meyer and what he was trying to put out. And are you guys familiar with him? He's the one that created the engine that can run off of H2O and created a car that can run off of water. So he got unalived, unfortunately. And there's a big conspiracy cover up over that. And so I'm just curious, are you aware of this person, and is there any ties here?
I'm not aware, but then again, my life has been chaotic, so I can't. I mean, we've also been hit by hurricanes all in the past, you know, 4 years, three times. So it's been absolutely crazy. And two of the hurricanes are without my husband here. So it's been a really rough road, but I am not familiar with who you're talking about.
That's okay.
But I don't search a lot. I don't have time because my life, like I said, has been crazy and I'm fighting to get my husband home. So, but anyway, he originally got hired by a little group of people that were doing a mining permit on this farmer's property. And he was hired to pull this permit. And he did pull the permit, and they didn't pay him. So he said, I'm going to have to lien you. And they're like, oh, no, we want to do more business with you. We're going to do a fly-in community. We're going to develop this farmer's land, make him all this money, all this stuff. And we want you to be the engineer because he's a land development engineer. And here's what we're going to do. So they worked into a contract, and my husband designed all these fly-in community 10-acre parcels and all the drainage, everything. And again, they didn't pay him. So he said he's going to lien the property. And they said, oh, you step one foot on that farmer's property and he'll shoot you, and trying to make my husband scared to even talk to the farmer. And my husband made arrangements with the neighbor to meet up with the farmer. And they did. They met at a local restaurant. And my husband said, I hate to say this, you know, I wanted to meet you, but they're not paying me. And I've done all these services and I need to lien your property. And the farmer, who is Buck Daughtry, he said, absolutely, lien my property. I don't know why they're not paying you. I've been watching your emails and you keep producing all this work. And for some reason, they're stalling and they're not paying you. And he goes, you absolutely lien my property. So he did. And it wasn't long after he gets a call on his phone telling him, oh, aren't you just the guardian angel out there? You better get rid of your lien, boy. And come to find out, it was an actual judge making that phone call. And we knew right then and there that this was going to be something pretty serious.
Can we expose that judge right here? What do you have his name?
I do. I didn't write it down, but it's, I think it's Hall is the last name, Judge Hall, but I'll double check with my husband. Those are little details that I have not written down, but
it's kind of a major detail. I rub elbows with some pretty important people, and okay. I have ties to Kash Patel, and he's kind of an important person at this moment. And
yeah, I wrote him on one of his,
And so if I can get this judge's name, we can out this guy and get him unseated.
Hmm. And that's what we got to do. It's got to be the local level. You see, the corruption trickles all the way down. You know, they tell us constantly to vote on your local level, but even the guys you're getting in locally are just as corrupt. I have stories for days about how corrupt they are just within a friend who worked out of a horse track that's by me. He went into the judge's chamber at the horse track to do a little bit of cleaning, and all the winning horses' names were already written down for him. They're all corrupt. The only way we're going to win is to keep doing this right here, Catalyst. Thank you so much for having us on. Christine, keep going. I'll shut up.
Don't have to shut up, brother. No. That was great.
It's just overwhelming because my husband's trying to do a good thing, and he's getting literally falsely arrested. He's getting kidnapped is what it is. They come and they make a show. They come with all these guns. They come with U.S. Marshals, Secret Service. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times we have been through this and how he has been tortured in jail. And I had to uncover that, which was major. That was in Tampa. He was in Falkenberg jail. I hadn't heard from him in over a month and a half. They came and took him right after the Boston bomb. And my husband had sent a jog email about with Governor Scott in the picture saying, you know, why are all these police and everybody doing these jogathons when they could be helping with something like this? And they're all not helping and blah, blah, blah. And like hours later, the Boston bomb happened and my husband literally got taken and his $500 bond went to $300,000. And then the judge that raised his bond, which was Judge Conrad, no, that was Judge Dominguez. Then he recused himself. So then it went to Judge Conrad, and I go to court to see my husband. And like three times my husband wasn't brought into the courtroom, and I demanded to see him on the last court hearing. I said, I haven't seen my husband. I don't even know if he's okay. And they said, the next time you come, we'll make sure he's in the courtroom. And the prosecutor saying she has stacks and stacks of charges to put on him. And she had all these folders in her hand, like my husband's going away forever. And this was cyber stalking charges because we fired the three attorneys that we hired to help the farmer because they were attacking his property. And anyway, come to find out, my husband was being tortured in the jail, and I had to contact their go-between health services, which was Armor. And I contacted a lady in Miami from risk management that worked for Armor, and I disclosed that my husband's been in jail for over a month and a half and I haven't heard from him and no one's giving me information. They're telling me he's suicidal and all this stuff, and that's not my husband. And I said, I think they're lying. I need to hear from him like right away. And she said, well, who is the doctor that you've been speaking with at the Falkenberg jail? And I said, it's Dr. Weaver. And she says, wait a minute, what is your husband's name? And I said, Joseph Gilberti. And she's like, Mrs. Gilberti, do I have your permission to call over there immediately? Because your husband is with Dr. Weaver, and that is someone I see twice a week. And she has never mentioned your husband. So I have a feeling there's something very corrupt going on. Do I have your permission? And I said, absolutely. I'm worried about him. And
humanity is true. What the fuck is going on? They poison in the mind so we can't see right from wrong. We can't define a woman, and now women have dogs. They strip away our rights, and these people cheer them on. This is modern warfare, a kind we've never seen. It's a war against man taking place upon a screen. It's a war to imprison you and take away your soul. Corrupt all men, but we say, fuck no! Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats and take this fight to the street. Same vibe, it wasn't just about shirts, it was a fight to survive. No more silence, hell no, no more playing it safe. If we don't speak up right now, then who's gonna speak in our place? They want a one world order, wanna spit in their face. Cause I'm not a little bitch and I'll never be the slave. So we speak in desires and we speak with our threads. Not afraid to speak our minds, took some pills, yeah they read. Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats to take this fight to the street. Don't be afraid to be loud. Draw the lions from the depths. Stand out in the crowd. Redpillthreats.com. We're not afraid to be bold. We break the silence without violence. And never do what we're told. They called us crazy, but we weren't wrong. We stay standing ground when the sheep go along. Truth in every stitch, a message you can feel. Redpillthreads.com. Go grab it for a deal! Redpillthreads.com. Don't be afraid to be. Silence is compliance. Promo code RABBIT. Trust in God, not in science. Make your voice heard. Stand and join the fight. Redpillthreads.com. Stand up for what is right.
They came with U.S. Marshals and everything, and Rance went through my home and captured him up in downtown Tampa.
Was he even at the jail they said he was at?
Yes. He was at Falkenberg Jail. I went there numerous times, and they said, oh, he's on suicide watch. And I'm like, I just saw him. There's no way he's on suicide watch. My husband is normal. So if he's on suicide watch.
That's what
they love that.
Yeah,
they love that excuse.
As an excuse to isolate people, and they'll put you in what's called protective custody, which isolates you from everyone, and it's a form of torture. So that you have no contact with anybody and you're just stuck with your own thoughts. And it's very torturous.
I'm sure. Yeah. And my husband likes to talk. So I'm sure it was absolutely horrific for him. But she contacted the jail. And the next thing I knew, my husband called me and he's like, oh, my God, whatever you did, you rattled chains because they just pulled me out of the worst cell and they're painting it and they're cleaning it and they're trying to make it look like it's a normal cell. And anyway, he was released not long after that. They gave him a bond and let him come home, probably because I uncovered their corruption and what they did. But they were hosing him, they were freezing him. They told him his kids blew up in a bus accident. They said, your family wants nothing to do with you anymore. They want you to move on. And I mean, they did every tactic you can think of. Mm-hmm. But the worst is they hold him and they have him with no bond and there's no way to get him home. And it's just a stall tactic so they can try to manipulate and steal the land. And that's what they're still trying to do to this day.
So until they figure out a way to legally snatch that land away, they're just going to keep your husband in there without any due process whatsoever. Just keep throwing out shadow charges to him that aren't going to stick, but a reason to just keep him in there that's not actually legal. And this is the kind of shit that really pisses me off, because when you have somebody that finds something that can actually benefit the world and they want to do something good, this is the kind of shit that they do to them. I'm so disgusting. Fucking sick.
It's like, I mean, my kids have witnessed since they were really little. They even presented in commission hearings dressed up in a suit, showing people what you're drinking and this is what you could have. I mean, and they were 8 and 12 and 13 years old, and they just throw it under the rug, you know, because cancer's a big business, and that's what their goal is, to keep us all, you know, going and
feeding. Yeah, 100%. That's the biggest, big pharma is the biggest money scheme ever. It's the biggest brainwashing scheme ever. And they don't make money off of curing anyone. They make money off of lifetime patients. And so they're going to tell you that you have whatever and keep it going. I mean, I love the fact that this water is going to help. Oh my God, Treble's not right now. Another podcaster is calling me at the moment. We're trying to set up a debate.
We love Troubles. I still got to do my Kent State podcast with him, but Christine will get you on Troubles show too. He'll be more than willing to do it once he sees this.
Yeah, 100%. Where was I going with that? I love you, Troubles. You wrong time. So there's actually a website, and it's a couple, and I talked to them when I was on a host on We the People Radio. And they have a website called thetruthaboutcancer.com. It used to be thetruthaboutcancer.gov. However, when Joe Biden became president, he specifically said 5 people are misinformation and can't be on the internet anymore. This came out of Joe Biden's mouth. And the first 2 people that he named is this husband and wife that run this website. So the website got taken down. They had to change it from thetruthaboutcancer.gov to thetruthaboutcancer.com. And the amazing thing about this couple is they've lost so many people due to cancer, and they started doing their own research, and they've discovered that we have so many cures for cancer through their own research, and they're helping people, and they have 100% success rate with every single client, no matter what type of cancer and how far. Well, if people are on their deathbed, it's kind of done at that point. But if you're not like on your deathbed, stage 4, and have your last rites read to you, these people can reverse everything that has happened. And the government wants to shut them down. So this is a pattern that I am seeing. And I was really hopeful that when RFK was appointed to his position, that we were going to see some changes in big pharma, and we haven't. We're still seeing commercials for these poisons that aren't going to help anybody, that create lifelong, like I said, lifelong customers.
Dependencies, yeah.
They do not want to cure people because there's no money in that. These are sick and twisted people. So, what kind of things, first of all, where are we at right now with your husband's case?
So we're waiting on the Judge Padar is her name. She is supposed to sentence him, and they're trying to link it on another charge that he had out of Tampa. He got arrested numerous times. One of the charges was a fraudulent email from our own public defender that we had. He put charges on my husband, and they left my husband in jail 9 months that time and tried to keep him from getting released and postponing it even more. And my husband took a plea. which messed everything up, because that's what this judge now, Padar, is trying to link it to the plea he took and trying to sentence him longer than, you know, what this current charge would be. But the fake email, the state prosecutor, which was on the original charges that when he first got arrested after the Boston bomb, where those charges got dropped because no one showed up for court. But he dealt with a state prosecutor. Her name was Sheila Sangvi. And then on the new charges with the Christopher Shaw, which was our public defender, that it's such a long story, but Christopher Shaw.
That's what we're here for.
And we're only 27 minutes in.
Okay. Well,
the more names, sorry.
Oh, good. I'll give you all the names.
Yes. Because I'm writing every single one of them down too.
Awesome. When he got arrested for the cyber stalking, it was mass emailing without a purpose. So I guess they think that water isn't a purpose, that, you know, trying to deliver premium water to everyone in Florida isn't a purpose. And he literally got intercepted by an Obensman telling him, you are no longer to contact government agencies. I am your point of contact. And my husband's like, that's not going to happen. You know, it's my civil duty as an engineer to relay the most viable source that's out there. And this by far is, you know, and he was raised by an engineer that is very ethical, that wouldn't take bribes like many people would, you know, and they get offers all the time because everyone's looking to, you know, get max units and everything, and bribery is out there. But my husband and his father were not those type of people. And my father-in-law wound up dead while my husband was being tortured in Falkenberg jail. So that is still very raw to all of us because we don't think it was natural causes. So let me put it that way. But that being said, the public defender that was representing my husband on the charges that were dropped, which was in 2013 after the Boston bombing, he somehow got pulled from our case. The judge pulled him. And I honestly thought he was a good guy because he told me when I was crying, I said, I don't even know if my husband's okay. He said, your husband is okay. And he comforted me knowing that I know my husband. I thought he was going crazy or something because that's what they were telling me. And he basically confirmed that you're right. Your husband is not going crazy. They're lying to you. So I thought, what a good guy. And I was happy he was our public defender. But then right before trial, he got pulled. And that was Christopher Shaw. And then they brought us another attorney, and the judge, and this judge was Judge Conrad. Judge Conrad said, you know, oh, I'm sure you're going to want more time to prepare, and we'll set this case off, you know, another 3-6 months. And my husband said, absolutely not. We're going to trial. I'm ready. And we showed up at trial and nobody showed. So the charges got dropped. But they were hoping that my husband would go with the delay so they could try to finagle more charges on my husband, but none of them would stick. So Christopher Shaw, I ran into, and he looked kind of like he got into an accident or something. He didn't look good. And he said, it's a long story, but he wasn't able to, you know, make it. And it's personal and I'm sorry, but I can't help you. Well, years later, we saw that he went out on his own and we contacted him. And that is when he falsified this email threat against my husband, saying my husband, you know, this stupid email that words my husband's never said, and had my husband arrested. And
do you think he was compromised?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because he actually called me from a private line and he told me, you know, he's been doing digging. So he went downtown Sarasota and started pulling documents. And I think he was getting somewhere and they didn't like it. And I think that's why.
And most likely they threatened him. So I have friends in this podcasting game that won't go 100% because they've had their lives threatened. And a lot of people will call them gatekeepers. And I get kind of upset because I know the truth and they want to tell the truth, but they can't. And so
what the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch, let's go.
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe. Medallions shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again.
People get this close, this is what happens. So I can't believe that you guys have been going through this since 2013. Are you kidding me? And I've watched.
That's about when we found out, you know, the water. Before that, we were going through it and we didn't even know it. You know, we didn't know about the water, but they were already attacking. We just didn't realize it. So, but go ahead.
So this has obviously been a long process, and I can't believe that it hasn't drawn any attention to a bigger name to shine some light on this. Like I couldn't believe when I saw Matthew posted something and I was like, I got to talk to this guy immediately. I'm coming out of retirement right now. Because this is just, this is one of those things that you have somebody that could potentially be a hero and change humanity. And
he wants to help everybody. And, you know, that's what's so sad is they're just,
They're punishing him for being a good person and wanting to do the right thing. And that is horrible. And not only that, but his family has to go through that. You have to go through this. Your kids have to go through this. And this, it's a tale as old as time. And I'm not going to say where it all leads to on my show, but I know that those that follow me know exactly where my mind is at on this. And we need to organize. And that's the problem. The problem is that they isolate us and separate us so that we feel like we're alone and we're fighting these battles all out on our own. And then they try to label us crazy, insane, tinfoil hat wearers. And then that just messes with your psyche. So then not only do you have this isolation issue, but then you have the mental manipulation issue to where they're like, get you questioning yourself, like, fuck, am I really crazy? Like, I'm the only one standing up for this. I must be crazy, you know?
That's how I felt for the past year, man. I've been trying to get everyone's attention on this. And I had some life issues that kind of railroaded me from really pursuing this the way I wanted to. But God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Not only did the roadblock in my life was removed in a very dramatic fashion, but my daughter now, I'm in Ohio trying to tell this story that's down in Florida. My little girl just moved to Florida. So now I really got skin in the game, you know, especially if that water's down there and she can have access to it. Bet your ass I'm going to put everything on the line, whether I'm going to get myself caught up in this. Maybe I go to jail for some stupid reason because I'm on the internet promoting it. I don't care. I have been trying to help Miss Gilberti and Joe, even though Joe has no idea who I am, I haven't been able to talk to him yet. It doesn't matter. And I know Christine's told him about me, but you took the words out of my mouth. I found a fucking hero online that nobody was paying attention to. And for some reason, something inside me said, get to it, dude. Help this person as best as you can. And so my connections with podcasting, I instantly thought, well, I'm a nobody who knows nothing about law, but I know people who can get a message out. So that's why I've been reaching out to everybody for so long. So here we go. And there's more to these stories, man. Christine's told me some good ones. My favorite is the only attention Joe got made the evening news and shut down the city for a day.
Yeah, he went into the school, you know, promoting it, and he actually got recepted from the principal and the, like, security guard. They were saying what a great idea it was to tie in this water to Fort Myers Beach. And then he shows up at the school with cards and they act like they never said that. And my husband's like, oh, it's going on the internet then, you know? So he looked like a crazy person and he was going to hurt the school or do something. It's like unbelievable, you know?
What was the festivities they shut down for the day?
It was the school Christmas play, or Christmas show.
Yeah, if you guys have a moment, they posted it on the Instagram, I do believe, right? Newscast. It's out there. You got to see how comical it is. It's ridiculous. This guy's just passing out cards, and they labeled him a terrorist damn near. It's disgusting. I can't stand this. And you know how many people saw that and were like, oh, my God, there's crazy people out here.
Yeah, he's an agitator, they called it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They have no clue what we've been through. And, you know, here my husband goes into the utility department with permit plans and the guy throws it in the trash right in front of him. And he's like, yeah, it's not happening. You know, that's what they can do. They abuse their power. So it's really disgusting. We got to get these people out of their positions because they're blocking something so potential that could help so many people. And my husband said, if this goes viral, he's never been in it for the money, ever. Either it has the farmer. They are in it. They got offered $500 million way back, and they didn't take it. They said, this is the people's water. This is not our water. This is to help people. And they're not in it for the money. But anyone who gets this out there and we can get this water hooked up, you're going to have $1 million in your pocket.
Has anybody had a viral video go out about this?
No.
Oh, it's about to happen. I've had so many viral videos. It's not even funny. All right. It's about to happen.
And Catalyst, I reposted something I saw. It was kind of like an ad on Instagram. And wouldn't you believe it? It was for this oasis. I can't remember where in the world it was, somewhere overseas, but they had water springs. And the thing they were promoting mostly was that it helps your skin and everything. And it was like this $1 million resort just based on the water springs. And you can just go up and drink it and do whatever with it. It was, we could have that here. Why the hell can't we have that here? It exists.
And, I mean,
it's all over the world.
I apologize.
It's not just Florida because
I can't remember this lady's name, but she's a water researcher. And Matthew, maybe you'll know who I'm talking about. She's been on a bunch of different podcasts. And she takes pictures of water, and she's the one that discovered that when you think something and the water is receptive and it'll actually show you what you're thinking. And so she started doing research and she got her hands on this water and she gave it to her dad, who was a World War II veteran. And he had shrapnel in his body that he didn't even know about, because once he started drinking this water, it pushed all of the toxins out of his body. And he was literally pulling pieces of glass out of his skin that he had no idea was even embedded in there.
Structured water. Yeah. And imagine if you can structure your tap water, what you can do with water that's already structured.
Yeah, it's the best water that we can get on, like, because I live in a city, you know, it's, I don't have access to wells. So like, I just make sure I'm drinking spring water. But at the same time, I'm like, how do I know this really came from a legitimate spring that's good?
And it's in a plastic bottle, how does it get to you? Does it sit in a hot truck? You know,
I've had teeth work done. And before I found out about plastic, and I actually have plastic in my teeth. So that's like the worst thing ever. I'm just like,
I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but when I found this and I really started looking into it, I honestly, the best thing I could equate it to is the Fountain of Youth. And the funny thing is too, I also found this story when I was getting real deep into the dark, Dr. Narco Longo's old world Florida stuff, you know, and his belief that Florida could be the Garden of Eden because of all the springs that are already there. Now add this to it. Mm-hmm. It's got a little more credibility to that story, I'd say. But the thing is, this water is everywhere. You just have to find the crevices and tap into it. And
did you say Dr. Narco Longo?
Yeah, he's been on Tinfoil Hat and everything. Mark's show.
Okay, so he's on Sam show.
Yeah. He's a big guy. But it's just like all that, it's a synchronicity, man. It's there. If you're not into synchronicity and you call it coincidences still, I'm sorry. It's there, man. This is what led me to the story. And after a year, we're finally here doing this with you.
I don't believe in coincidences.
They just recently did a podcast. I'm trying to think of who it was. Maybe it was Rogan with the other gentleman that was talking about the Smith Month Ax.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Maybe, but I'm very well aware of the Smith Month Ax. And
as many podcasts as I watch, I don't mess with Joe's. I didn't even watch the Trump episode. I couldn't do it.
You didn't watch the Trump episode, dude?
I listened to all of you talk about it. Some of the Sam episode, but I did not watch the Trump episode. I'm like, it's all going to be bullshit in my ear. I don't want to listen to it.
But I had to listen to it just to see what each of them are going to say. And obviously, because Sam was in the studio the same day that Trump was, I'm like, oh my God, our boy is actually making it. Side tangent. But yeah, congratulations to Sam Tripoli for getting a show on the same exact day as Donald Trump on Joe Rogan. Holy cow.
Christine, if I didn't tell you already, we're only a couple people away from Joe Rogan. So if we can get this big enough, who knows?
Yeah, well,
Joe Rogan is the goal.
recently, finally, someone brought it up. My husband's been saying that all these fantastic events keep happening when he is starting to get traction.
Yes, so, get into like, that, please.
The Boston bombing happened like literally when we discovered the water. The Parkland shooting happened right when my husband did a water use permit. It was a state of revolving funds application that he turned into the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas building in Tallahassee, Florida. And 17 days later, 17 kids get shot. And from what I understand, they did a, you know, reenactment.
We were just saying that we don't believe in coincidences, and this is something huge that can change the world. And I, oh my gosh, I wouldn't be surprised if these were false flags to get any attention away from your husband, from Joe at all. Like, this is,
and coincidentally enough, my research on my own that has nothing to do with water is a false shooting with Kent State right now. So yeah, the circle just keeps continuing, you know. It's there. It's there. The 17 days, 17 people, you know, 4 people who die on May 4th. They love the numbers, baby. They love them.
And they did a attempt on my husband and my son at the middle school here. They called my son off the bus, told him he was he brushed up against someone who had COVID and now he needs to be quarantined. And they pulled my husband or my son in isolation, my son Roman. And then they called my husband and basically said, your son is isolated because he's been in contact with other kids with COVID and you need to come get him. And meanwhile, my son is texting, all his friends are texting that the whole building's surrounded by cops. And it was right before my husband was going to submit his lawsuit to the Pentagon, basically letting the Pentagon know about this water. It wasn't a lawsuit to win a lawsuit. It was the only way to get the word out there. And he was about to submit it and they pulled that. And my husband said, how about you send me the documents that show that my son's name is on there? And they said, oh, we don't need to show anything. And it's against HIPAA rights. And my husband's like, redact it all. Just let me see my son's name and the health department's name. So I know you're not lying, you know?
And can I ask a stupid question real quick?
Yeah.
I got hung up when you were telling me the story about them pulling your son off of the bus, because this might sound like a stupid question, but it's not, because if your son came in contact with other students that had COVID and he was on the bus.
Yo, yo, conspiracy junkies, you like garlic? Then get ready for the flavor explosion. That's Flavors of the Forest.
Let's go.
Chef Nelson's in the kitchen, got the garlic on lock. Freeze-dried magic, watch some red pills drop. From a campfire chat to a taste so real. Bigfoot breath, nah, it's the real deal. No more fake powders, just raw garlic dust. Sprinkle it on pizza, it's a flavor you can trust. They went wild for it, said put it in a jar. Now it's Flavors of the Forest. We're going hard. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Matt and Nelson, they started with a dream. Flavor so fresh, call it Garlic Dream Team. From the restaurant kitchen to your backyard grill. Flavors of the forest, even with your pill. Wood-fired pizza, eggs at the dawn. This garlic's got your back, you know you're not wrong. Get the jar, pop the top, and taste the scene. Raw garlic dust is the best you've ever seen. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. From a campfire joke to a garlic revolution, Flavors of the Forest is the perfect solution. Bigfoot breath, that flavor we serve. This raw garlic magic is my motherfucking word. So grab your jar, order yours right now. Flavors of the Forest, make the mother chefs bow. Garlic that's
raw and it's all for you. 25% off code RABBIT, that's the move. Flavorsforce.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands call me sire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it. Flavorsforce.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring it taste alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Flavors of the forest, it's not just garlic. It's a flavor journey, you're gonna love it. Promo code RABBIT, get yours now. Flavors of the forest, make your taste buds wow. Flavorforest.com, winter flavor is no conspiracy. Boom!
Didn't the other students on that bus absolutely come in contact as well?
Absolutely. He was the only one in isolation. But yes, incredible. All his friends said there were cops all over. My son was in a room with no windows. Everybody else, the kids could see all the cops running with, you know, their guns and stuff. So they think it was going to be a setup. And then when my husband called it out and said, I think you're attempting to do something, I want to speak with the superintendent of the schools quit. So we know we were on to something. We know that the sheriff, the local sheriff, was part of it. He got appointed by Governor Rick Scott at the time. And Governor Rick Scott, unfortunately, was the very first person that attacked us. So I went to Pam Bondi. I begged her to help my husband when he was in jail being tortured. And I told her that Governor Scott was part of it. And she basically wrote back, you need to contact Governor Scott. So she didn't do anything. And she was in the position to help because she was the attorney general at the time in Tampa.
Have you reached out to DeSantis?
Yes. Yeah. And especially when his wife had cancer, you know, we thought, oh, perfect opportunity. But no, he's not receptive. They don't even reply. They just, you know, look away. And we contacted Byron Donalds, you know.
You know what's funny is Roger Stone, his wife went through cancer. And the only way that she made it was through the couple that I had told you about.
Wow.
Yeah. And he won't talk about that out loud, but
what? That is just, it's like selling your soul. Like you just give up, you know. I think it's horrible. It's really evil what people are doing.
But they want us plebs to have it. They don't want the goyim to have it, whatever label you want to put on us. That us regular folk aren't allowed to, we're not supposed to have these things. You know, you got to be special to have these things in your life, right? At least that's the way they see it.
Well, you know, I'm a huge Christian, and I'm a huge Christian, and I believe that the Bible told us everything that there is to know. And these bloodlines have been running things for a very long time. And whether we want to believe it or not, we are still in Satan's time right now, and he runs everything. So this is the world that we live in, and this is the battle that we have to continue to fight. He's going to do everything that he can possibly to break us down, break our spirit, break our will, tear us away from the people that we love so that we can't focus on bettering ourselves and what the truth is.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't that, I have to say this because Catalyst, you have the Matrix code running in the background. Doesn't her story remind you of Agent Smith? Literally, they make a fucking phone call and boom, they got 100 people on top of them.
I've been debating whether or not I should ask this question because I don't even want to put it out in the ether, but I'm going to ask it. Why do you think they haven't just offed Joe yet? Like, don't you think it would have been a lot easier?
I've had that same thought. I'm sorry, I have, but you're dead on. Honestly, I think that
I think it's God. I think he's got God on his side. So he is the only one who is fighting and speaking out. And I think God sees that and sees that he's, you know, doing the right thing, and he's not going to let anything happen to him.
I have felt a huge presence of God in my life since I found this story. I've been walking a path alone for a really long time, and my life has hit rock bottom. And 2 weeks later, we're doing this podcast finally. So it's God.
It is.
There's nothing else.
The day that he found it, I don't even understand the numbers, but it was like 500 years to the day is when Jim Murray came out and gave us the notice that we found like significant water. So 500 years to the day of Ponce de Leon. So it's almost biblical in a way, like everything that's happened. And my husband explains it so much better than I do. I get emotional, you know, you can't really see it, but I can feel the heat and my neck is, I get all the emotions come out. And
Christine, I very much appreciate you coming on and talking about this, because I know this is very difficult, and this is something very real that you're living through. And I understand this isn't just a conspiracy that we're throwing out there. Hey, this is something you are living through. It is actually impacting.
It's not entertainment, folks.
Is my kids having to go through it. And that last arrest where they came to our house, they had K-9 units, they had AR-15s. They were treating my husband as if he was this mass murderer, throwing him. He's very compliant when they come. They come to arrest multiple times. He's never once resisted. He's even went to turn himself in, and they said, "We have no charges on you. I can't even bond you in because it was fake." He told the guy, "I'll just turn myself in. You don't have to come and get me." And he got there. I brought him to the jail and they're like, "There's no charges on you," because it was bullshit. And then they came back finally with a warrant, and they came with this massive group of people and made, you know, they make it look like he's some massive, horrible person. So all my neighbors think he's crazy, you know. And then
put on the light show.
They got to the end of my block, and I'm hysterical. I was calling them kidnappers and getting in their face. And my husband's like, "Leave it alone. Just they're not civil people." My boys were coming home on their bikes from Bay Oaks, which is our rec center here on Fort Myers Beach. And on their way, they passed like 5 SUVs, cops, and they were all out high-fiving the capture of my husband. And my kids witnessed it. And they come home to open the door, and I'm hysterical because they're threatening to shoot my dog, who's a puppy, you know, and just absolutely horrific people. And they knew what they were doing was wrong. And there they are celebrating at the end of the block with my husband in the back of the car, and my kids witness it all. So my kids they know what we're dealing with, and they know the people here, and we've called the media. Nobody shows up for any of the court hearings, except a little 9-year-old girl showed up, and I said, "Who are you here for?" And she said, "I'm here for Joe, the guy with the water." And I started bursting crying. You know, this is someone shows up because her dad brought her to the courtroom, you know, because she wanted to go and support my husband. And it's amazing, because my husband's literally thinking of the kids, you know. It's like, maybe, you know, by the time it gets hooked up, it's not going to be beneficial for all of us, but the kids. So anyway,
we're here to leave something better for the next generation. It's already a wash for us. We're living in the fucking hellscape that they've been wanting to create for a long time. And I honestly think this is, if we get this out, this is going to be a crack in the concrete for sure. This is just one of many cracks that we can.
And it's ready. It's ready. All we need is a connection agreement. It's ready to go. My husband has all the design and pipelines, everything done. It's all ready to go.
People, if you live in Florida and you're in the Sarasota area, you can go taste this water for your damn self. Go taste it and report back. Post it online. let everyone know. They're not, the water's pretty much protected for now, right? They can't get their hands on it unless they try some sneakery stuff. And I don't even think, you know, is there a chance that they could, I hate to put it out there, poison the well? Yeah, this water is just running so fluently that there's no possibility of that.
Artesian because of the weight. So mm-hmm. I mean, anything's possible. Mosaic is pretty evil. That's one of the people that was attacking. So if you look into Mosaic, they're into water and they do fertilizer and stuff. But anyway, they were their three attorneys were the ones that put the first set of charges on my husband. So
because that was going to impede on their money. You know what I mean?
On their plan. Yeah, they had a plan. And we just, like the guy said, the judge, when he called, oh, you're just the guardian angel out there. Well, I guess he was, because he figured out what everybody was after and why they were predatoring on this farmer. So,
Christine, I don't have a whole lot of time left here to, but I want to give you an opportunity to take some time. If you want anybody to hear anything, and how, also you guys always know, scroll down as you're listening to this right now and go give Christine a follow. Go give Matthew Lane a follow, my buddy. And the links are right there. So I'll post her any links that you want, Christine. They're right there. You guys, as you're listening to me say this, click on those links, go check out all this stuff for yourself. However, Christine, you have the floor, and I want you to let anybody know what it is they can do, where they can go, and how they can help. Because all we can do right now, I think, is bring awareness to what's happening, and hopefully we can get the right people and the right ears to hear this.
Yeah, I mean, I of course, the most important thing would be getting my husband home. I would love anyone who has an attorney that isn't afraid of taking on the most corrupt Department of Justice. That would be really helpful. But even if you just go to your local commission and go stand in front of them and demand that you get better water to your tap. My husband has everything ready to go. We're ready for a connection agreement. We have enough water to service all of Florida. And he knows of other ones. He's already been to New York and found another one. So, I mean, this needs to get out. People need to stop being afraid to speak up and do what's right. There is people that are blocking this in the government agencies, and they need to be called out. They need to resign, or they someone else in their place. So I don't really know. I think that's the best. The more word gets out, we're hoping to have a promotional day and let everybody try the water and everything. We're going to work on something like that, but I would love to get my husband home. So,
hey, Alan Jacoby, if you're listening to this episode, brother, I need you to pull some strings, talk to Trump, get the shit going. So anyways,
appreciate it so much.
Yeah. And I'm looking at other podcasts to bring us on, or just Christine. I'm not in this for me. This isn't to get my face out there. Like I said, I found this story and I made a promise to Christine when I talked to her on the phone for that first time, when I called that phone number and got her voice, I was going to help them. And I intend to keep that promise one way or another. So
I appreciate it.
Charlie Robinson, Nephilim Death Squad, Tinfoil Hat, Higher Side Chats, you guys down in Florida, fucking come talk to us. Please get this message out. Anybody and everyone.
I'm friends with everybody you just said. I'll make sure you get on their show.
Man, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. So, Matthew, I gotta tell you, man, you know what I've been going through for the past week, and I appreciate you being patient with me and allowing this show to happen. But bro, this is the first time you've been on White Rabbit, and you know, there is one question I always ask people when they come on my show for the first time. Everybody goes through this moment in their life, and I used to call it a red pill moment. However, we have these moments gradually take us to where we are now. However, what was that very first moment in your life when you were like, holy shit, something's not right here.
Parents lying about Santa Claus, 9/11, and then the Norway spiral is what put me down the deepest rabbit hole. When I saw that Norway spiral and started learning about NASA, I never turned back, man. And it's been more and more things that have brought me clarity to what the fuck is going on in this world. And you know what? I think right here, what I'm doing right now with you and Christine, I went down that rabbit hole and I landed right here. So I'm where I'm supposed
to be. I love
it.
I love it. There's so many answers that I get to that question. Usually it's loose change or 9/11, but it's always good to hear a different one. And you even said Santa Claus. That is kind of a big moment.
My parents are fucking liars. What the hell?
So many people in on this one. And then you said NASA. NASA, you obviously know what NASA stands for, right? It stands for never a straight answer or not a space agency. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mixed the two.
Yeah. So, Christine, let's leave this one on a fun note. What was your first oh shit moment?
Well, in my own life, it was when that judge called my husband's phone. That was my moment. I mean, when I was little, maybe the Santa Claus moment, but I'd have to say it was when we were on to something and thought, why would someone like a judge be calling and saying that?
Was 9/11 ever on your radar? Was that a conspiracy you got into at all?
I didn't get into it, I kind of thought it was.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no doubt now how I feel, but back then it just hit me. I had just had a baby and you know, the world was supposed to be this wonderful place, so I didn't want to think it. But yeah, now that I've been through what we've been through, I don't trust. It's a terrible feeling. So I appreciate you guys helping get this message out, and it means a lot. So
that's great. Dang it. I was listening to you and I had in my head exactly what I was going to say when you finished talking, and I was not waiting for you to finish and actually listening to you. So I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right. I remember what it was. It's incredible to me that there are so many different things in each one of our lives that brings us almost to the same place. And I think that God brings us through an awakening and doesn't give us things that he doesn't think we can't handle. And so he gradually brings us there. And here we are right here, right now. All three of us are on the show. We're getting this word out and we're making positive changes. It's not easy. Some of us are going through some pain, and Satan is attacking us at every single way that he can. But you know what? We're all warriors and we're going to keep fighting.
That's
and
true.
And with that being said, I'm going to end this the way that I always do. And that is keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Thank you.
Walking through a world that's wrapped in static, they blindfolded by the noise, call it automatic. Trapped in these digital chains, their minds stay plastic. I'm searching for the key, but they're lost in the traffic. We living in a labyrinth, no exit in sight. They feed on distractions while I'm trying to find light. I speak in riddles, they only hear the echoes. My thoughts are rivers, but they're stuck in the shallows. They don't question the horizon, just follow the lines. Lost in the glow of the screens, never seeing the signs. I'm whispering about histories they bury deep in the dirt, but they too busy with the circus to know what it's worth. MK Ultra, a fracture in the mind's design, but they look at me like I'm out of my mind. Can't touch the truth cause they stuck in the illusion. I'm trying to wake them up but they just numb to the confusion. I'm awake but they still living in dreamless skies, caught in the web but they can't see the lies. I speak in whispers, they only hear the noise, trying to lift the veil but they just play with their toys. I'm a shadow in the distance they won't ever see, caught in the current but they drown in the sea. How do I speak when the minds are on mute? I'm awake but they still lost in pursuit. They master
truth with glitter make the poison taste sweet. I'm drinking from the river while they drown in deceit. They plugged into the matrix, minds on autopilot, chasing a phantom that don't ever stay silent. I see through the mirrors, the cracks in the glass. They see a reflection, but the truth in the past. I'm speaking in colors, they only hear black and white. Living in the shadows, too scared to step into the light. They're walking in circles, locked in their own cages. I'm trying to flip the pages, they stuck in the stages. I question the world, but they just nod and comply. Never wonder why the trees don't reach for the sky. I try to show them the cracks in their glass castle, but they stay in the rubble, too scared for the battle. I'm living in the ruins, they just stuck in the plot. Trapped in a novel that they never forgot. In pursuit.
I see the codes in the clouds, the truth behind the screen. They caught in the flood, but they never see the stream. I'm speaking in secrets they buried in the dust, but they're too busy worshiping idols they can trust. The world's a stage, but they don't know the script. I'm trying to expose the plot, but they too scared to flip. I watch them dance in the dark, call it a masquerade, while I'm searching for light, trying to make the shadows fade. The codes in the clouds, the truth behind the screen. They caught in the flood, but they never see the stream. I'm speaking the secrets they buried in the dust, but they're too busy worshiping idols they can trust. The world's a stage, but they don't know the script. I'm trying to expose the plot, but they too scared to flip. I watch them dance in the dark, call it a masquerade, while I'm searching for light, trying to make the shadows fade. I'm awake, but they still lost in pursuit. I'm awake, but they still lost in pursuit.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.